You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome back again to MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with T.R. Sullivan. T.R., it's been a couple of weeks since you and I have chatted. You know, you're with this team all day, every day, it seems like, and probably seems like more than that for you. But in the time that we have spent apart, things have changed dramatically. And I'm thinking before, you know, going into the All-Star break, before the trade deadline, hey, the Rangers, they were, you know, kind of borderline, maybe a decision to make. They made a decision. John Daniels has gone big. What do you feel like was the most impactful move? Is it just simple enough to say Cole Hamels? Is Mike Napoli going to be, a major contributor in this thing? Who do you think makes the biggest difference?
Well, I mean, you got to go with Cole Hamels because he is a, you know, front of the rotation guy that anybody could use. But, you know, Jake Diekman and Sam Dyson have really helped the bullpen. I mean, they've really given them two, you know, experienced arms who can pitch at the end of the game, power arms. Diekman and Dyson both 96, 97, 98 miles an hour. I think that's helped as much as getting Cole Hamels. You know, Napoli at this point looks like he's going to be a role player. Not sure how much he's going to play other than against left-handed pitching. Maybe some pinch hitting late in the game for the catchers, it seems like. And then they got the two catchers, Chris Jimenez and Bobby Wilson, and they've done a very good job for the first week they're here. People have kind of overlooked those two guys, but that's been a huge change for the Rangers, losing Robinson Chirinos, Tomas Tolis, and Carlos Corporan. Now we're going with two veteran catchers, a lot of time in AAA, a lot of time on the bench, good defensive catchers, you know, good at working with pitchers. You know, their bats have never been that great, which is, you know, the reason why they've never played as much as they'd like. But they've, you know, they've hit and contributed offensively. So that, I think, going down the road, Dave, I think catching is going to be a position you're really going to have to watch and see how those guys perform and see how long it takes for Robinson Chirinos to get back.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. I saw your story on the two of them, Jimenez and Wilson, and it's a neat story. I mean, partly because neither of them really considered this to be a possibility, let alone the two of them together, you know, now the main guys, the frontline guys. I mean,
it came out of nowhere. I mean, you know, Bobby Wilson was in Tampa Bay. He wasn't playing well. He got sent down. They designated him for assignment. You know, Chris Jimenez was in AAA sharing duties with Talese and Brett Nicholas. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, nobody thought anything about those two guys. And now here they are playing sharing the duties. It's an amazing story. You know, the great guys have been through a lot. They've combined 25 years, I think. You know, Jimenez has never had a full season in the big leagues. Wilson's only had one, and now they're in a pennant race. It's great, but again, it's a position that you're gonna have to watch and see how it holds up.
Yeah, I think that's a fair caveat to throw in there too. And you know, to pick up on something else you said about Diekman and Dyson in the bullpen and give them a little help there, that means probably or clearly a little more rest for the rookie, Keone Kayla, who could probably use a little bit of rest, but they figure Kayla to be a factor, right, down the stretch?
Yeah, I think he could be up here, you know, any day now. He's been down for 10 days. He's had a couple outings. You know, they wanted to back him off a little bit. I think they'll crank him up here in the next few days, maybe here in Minnesota during this series or maybe at the weekend in Texas.
So what happened? What was the pivot point? Because I'm reading rumors about Giovanni Gallardo. There are conversations with some clubs. Maybe he might be moved. Next thing you know, you're getting Cole Hamels, and that certainly means Gallardo is staying. Where did it tip?
Well, I think the tipping point, Dave, is that Hamels has 3 more years left on his contract, and the Rangers are willing to pick that up, especially with the money that Philadelphia was willing to chip in. And then, you know, they had Philadelphia also took Matt Harrison, and, you know, he had a couple of years left, about, I think, $13 million. So that eased the Rangers' burden. But I think that, you know, when you get a guy like Cole Hamels and you can get him for, you know, this year and the next at least 2 years or 3, that's pretty huge. So that's, I think that was the tipping point, was that he was not a rental player.
Yeah, yeah. So you go ahead and go for it this year, and you hate to go past what's happening right now, because now they're very much in the wild card. Heck, for that matter, very much in the division race. But boy, you start looking ahead. You Darvish coming back next year. Cole Hamels in that rotation. I mean, this team stays healthy and keeps building. I mean, they start to look like a real force in years to come.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they still got to get Darvish healthy. And, you know, Martin Perez looks like he's starting to come around. And, you know, God bless Derek Hoffman, 2 years of injuries. He's got to be bouncing off the walls. But, you know, they may get him back for September. They got to keep him healthy for a full year. They still got a lot of question marks on this rotation as far as health. Maybe you re-sign Colby Lewis. Maybe you give Chichi Gonzalez a shot next year. You know, they got a chance to have a pretty good pitching staff next year. But, you know, a lot of it depends on these guys coming back from their health issues.
Yeah, yeah. I mentioned, you know, in the wild card race, but also in the division race, are they better situated to win the division than they are to win the wild card? Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Crazy.
Yeah, you're right, because, you know, you still got Toronto and Baltimore out on the East Coast, and the Yankees and Tampa Bay, those four teams. You know, Minnesota's kind of hanging on the wild card spot too. Whereas in the division, you get two guys ahead of you, California, the Angels. They're struggling a little bit. Houston looked like they struggled a little bit this weekend too. You know, both of them. I mean, the Rangers don't have a whole lot of margin for error. They're in these races, but you know, they have to keep playing well. They've had some good spurts this year, and that's what's kept them, you know, at least in striking distance. But you know, they have to play well for an extended period of time, and they have to get starting pitching for an extended period of time. Their bullpen's better. You know, their offense is coming around a little bit. But they got to get the starting pitching, and they have to play well, and have to do it for, you know, 7 weeks. We've got 7 weeks to go, I guess, here before this is over. And it's just not a whole lot of margin for error when you're still on the in the back of the pack as far as this wild card and division race.
Yeah, yeah. I guess from the division side of it, you know, you have more opportunity against those two clubs ahead of you, and they don't look perfect. I mean, there's no doubt those teams have their weaknesses or showing some, you know, some chinks in their armor as well. But I got to ask you too, you know, the extra wild card, you know, the baseball continues to evolve. I am almost never in favor of changes, but you know, I look at this trade deadline this year, and you have a Rangers team right now at 500, made some big moves, made a lot of noise, and they're very much alive for some postseason action. You have a team like Toronto. They were basically a 500 team. They made ridiculous moves and now very much in the conversation for a postseason spot. It has been such a game changer, I think, to add that extra wild card and keep so many more teams in this conversation. Because this Rangers season, you know, 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, I might have been ready just to kind of fold the tent. But they've come back nicely, and now we're situated awfully well.
Yeah, if you go back before any wild card, you know, of course, for, you know, 60 years, 70 years, they had, you know, just two leagues and one pennant race. And you know, you'd be lucky to get a really good pennant race one out of every 3 years. And the division race is kind of when they went to the divisions, that, you know, increased the chances of a good pennant race. But you know, that always wasn't the case. But now with the wild cards, I mean, it's almost inevitable. It's, you know, the season's going to go right down to the wire. Maybe not as far as the division races. You know, it looks like St. Louis and Kansas City have, you know, pretty much got the central divisions under control. But you know, if you look at the other four divisions, you know, one, the two wild card keeps people in the race, and two, it keeps their plan in place as far as, like you said, adding at the trade deadline. So teams aren't as eager to surrender on July 31st as they would, you know, maybe when there was just one wild card. So I think that's really made it so that, you know, every year something is going to go down to the wire and right down to the last day.
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting, pretty interesting stuff. And the Rangers, right there in the thick of it, making some noise. TR, always great, and we'll look forward to catching up again next week.
Okay, thank you, David.
All right, there we go. TR Sullivan, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.